the laws change tomorrow, they take those bathrooms right out of there.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah. You know, the lane of racism hasn't changed.
Well, why don't you talk about that a little bit when it gets to the table?
Okay. First set.
We kind of don't say it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the racism's still there. I mean, you know, you can go to any theater you want. There's no theaters in Delano now. But, I mean, you know, but when there was, you could go. I understand years ago, but there's still a deep-seated root, like this thing about Cesar Chavez. You pay me $100,000 if you're going to name it after any so and so and so and so. You know, I mean, it's still there. And, you know, it's not so common as it was years ago when Caesar first got arrested for refusing to move from the theater. But it still exists. You know, I've heard in my job you hear people saying, "Well, my boss moved to Bakersfield because his wife didn't want her kids going to Delano High because she didn't want no interracial marriage." You know, she didn't want her kids ending up with a Filipino or a Mexican, because we do have a lot of interracial marriages in Delano. And it's still there. It's hard to believe, but in this day and age, but it still exists. You know, people are not, I mean, outright, you know, tell you this, but I mean, but you can still feel it. You know, you can still, you know, it's still there. And the biggest racial thing is, you know, the Caesar. I keep wondering, what if Caesar had been an Anglo, you know, been white or something? What would have happened? They would have hated him so much as they do him, you know?
And what do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think that the fact that what he did and being Hispanic is, you know, has a lot to do with that racism thing. And, to me, I mean, you know, I don't, I still live in the West Side, and, you know, but I remember when, you know, at the one time, all the Anglos lived in the East Side, and now since they moved out and Hispanic moved in or Filipino moved in, so now they're pretty well integrated. I mean, there's no, so, but I think the high school thing was not a racial issue. People, because there was a big fight over the high school. They wanted it in the West Side, and some of us wanted it in the East Side, you know, because we figured we're not going to have, you know, you split the community in half and say, you know, whatever's left goes to that part of town. You know. So there was a big, but it wasn't really racial. I think it was social, economic. You know, I don't want a poor farm worker. I don't want a poor person living next to me. Even some of our own people, mm-hmm, that have, you know, have made it, so-called think they made it. I don't want some, you know, I lived in the West Side, I moved to the East Side to get away from the West Side thing, you know, so there's still a lot of, but I don't know, maybe it'll end someday, I don't know, we'll be around to see it, but I feel that that has to do a lot with this, with people still not, you know, talking about Caesar or, you know. And the only people you see are the growers talking about him, bad-mouthing him every place. Every chance they get, they will bad-mouth him. So, you know, I don't know. So in this new campaign that's coming up, we'll see how I do, you know. Because, I mean, they know where, you know, that I was very active with the union, so, you know, and that during my 10 years, the last 4 years, I've pushed for Caesar's birthday and all of this, and to be celebrated. So.
Were those issues in the first campaign?
No, but they knew where I was coming, and they knew where I was at, and they knew where you know, where my loyalties lied. You know. So I ran two times before, and I lost two times before. And this one, the union got behind me. This last one, and I got elected.
What did they do?
Well, house-to-house voter registration, mm-hmm, you know, absentee ballot, and getting the members to vote for me.
And so, and who did that? Some of the new people in the union, or?
Well, they have a branch you know, that right, as a matter of fact, it's going on right now, voter registration is going on pretty heavy in Delano, mm-hmm. with it, by the union. And then a lot of people, you know, volunteers, a lot of volunteers that want to help.
Tell me about the union, like that branch today. How, you know, what's it like?
Well, they have groups that work in the nonpartisan. I mean, they just register. They don't, regardless of what party it is.
Right.
And they just want to get people. The thing is, get people to vote. I mean, they want people out there. They want people to exercise their rights as American citizens. And so they got that and getting people to become citizens so they can vote. But, you know, Delano, everybody says, well, Delano is very highly Hispanic. Unfortunately, they're Hispanic, but they're only legalized aliens who can't vote, so it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
How many Hispanics we have, if they can't vote, it doesn't do you any good.
Right.
So this group is going around with, formed by the union. It's very much very active in getting these people and educating them in religious.
Do you think that's some of the source of some of the racism, the fact that they're not legal?
Yeah, in some way, you know, except for the growers. The growers need them, and so, you know, they're going to protect them. But I'm sure that's why a lot of people have moved out.
Is it that kind of weird that, you know, growers need them, sure, but on the other hand, they don't want to support some of what they, you know, what the workers need?
Right, but, you know, but I think it's always been, this grower needing you has always been there, you know. I remember as a farm worker, when I was a farm worker, I was young, we, you know, we got there, man, and everybody was so happy to see us, you know, and the last day of work, if we got through at 11, they'd tell us, well, you have until 6 o'clock in the morning to get out because I want to water my thing, you know, I want to water my orchard or something, and you know, so that ended, I mean, the happiness, you know, I mean, you know, you had already done your work, and it's the same thing with, it's the same thing now, you know, they want the workers, but they don't want them to have, you know, I mean, they just want the worker, they don't want the benefits.
Right.
I mean, they don't want to be any part of it.
Do you have any association with the Bracero program, or Braceros coming into your matches or anything? Remember anything about the
Braceros? Well, I remember we did some in CSO. We had one big complaint from a big grower, which is now Boswell, but there wasn't Boswell at that time. When the workers came to us and said, you know, the contract's being violated. And I said, okay. And so what's the violation? I said, well, our contract calls that we have to have meat at one meal. And they're not giving us any meat at all. You know, they're just violating the contract. So we told them. Well, we'll be there tomorrow. We call the Mexican consulate, and he says, well, I'll meet you there tomorrow. I'm going to be there tomorrow. So we met him, but the consulate was late, and finally he shows up with one of the foremen. And the first thing the consulate asked the workers, "What's your problem?" And they said, "Well, they're supposed to give us meat in the contract, and they're not giving us." And he said, all they're giving is bologna, you know. And then the consulate's answer was, isn't that meat? Well, yeah. Well, then get back to work or else I'll send you back to Mexico. And that ended the whole thing, you know. So they had it rough, too, you know. But they complained that they had no help from their own people.